From outdoor shades for relaxing in the yard to blackout shades that help your newborn and your family get a good night's sleep, Blinds.com is grateful to be part of your home. To say thanks, we're inviting you to our friends and family sale with up to 45% off site-wide, plus doorbusters. Ordering custom window treatments online doesn't have to mean sacrificing style or service. Shop the latest styles of curtains, shades, shutters, and more. Need help making a selection? Blinds.com's design experts are always available for free consultations. Need help with measuring or installing? We've got you covered there too. Plus, there's no hidden fees or misleading quotes, and no showrooms or retail markups. See for yourself why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Shop our Blinds.com friends and family sale now through October 12th for up to 45% off everything, plus doorbusters. Save up to 45% site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Earning unlimited 2% cash back is in your future with the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. With no preset spending limit, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One adapts to meet your business needs and works for you. Imagine what the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One could do for your business. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. That's CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. This is halftime of the show. It's the beginning of the third quarter. I'm going to be here with you for the next 2 hours. It's a four-hour show. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. And more importantly, I'm being joined by you. There is no show without you, the listeners, everybody here with me and you and Shep on a Friday night, moving into Saturday morning. If you want to talk to us, the number is right here, 855-212-4CBS. That is 855-212-4CBS. If you're someone who is active on social media, you can identify me. I'm at JR Sport Brief. It's very simple. Hey, Shep, where the hell can the people identify you?
They can identify me and find me at the Good Shepherd underscore at Twitter. You are, but I didn't realize you were as big as you were on Instagram, by the way.
What did I do?
I don't have Instagram because, unlike you, right, who is apparently not a human being with all the work and jobs and gigs that you do, and on top of the social media accounts, I can't have more than two. I can't keep track of more than two. You have like seven.
Seven what?
Social media accounts.
Oh, Twitter, Twitter, Facebook,
YouTube,
Instagram,
YouTube,
definitely. Yeah, I started on YouTube.
So that's at least five.
Yeah, that's just par for the course. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know many people that have five and are able to still have their head on straight. Well, that's impressive,
listen,
sir.
I've been able. Well, I've approached it like a job, which is not a. I don't want to call it a, not difficult is not the word, but listen, I've made a career out of it.
Yeah, but you got like. You got 200,000 people following you on Instagram?
Yeah, well.
I didn't know that.
What am I supposed to do?
That's a lot of people.
Hey, Shep, I come from quote-unquote the internet.
Right.
Like, I've been doing this since 2009 off the internet. I did the radio for the first time on 2018 on WFAN in New York City. And here we are in 2022. I've been what, national for... Going on 3 years now.
Listen, Adam Bloom knows talent when he sees it. I listened to the interview, man. That was awesome.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, shout-outs to Bloom. I love Bloom. That's my guy. And Chernoff, and Spike, and Majernik, and some of these other guys who run around with these jobs, and, right? They do something, right?
And Chris Olivero.
Yeah, Chris, too. Yeah, him, too. You, too.
Thank you, JR. I appreciate that.
And Kovacs. I like Kovacs.
Stu's the producer. And producer Dave.
Yeah, Dave, too.
Good guy.
It's like, oh, I like Connecticut. Good for you.
Yeah, I know.
I like Dave. We all like Connecticut. Not me. I hate Connecticut. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I love Connecticut. Depends on who's listening. Anyway, obviously, week five of the NFL season is already underway. It started last night with a dumpster fire taking place between the Denver Broncos and the Indianapolis Colts. They didn't know what the end zone is. They were allergic. Russell Wilson couldn't identify or find it if he had on, I don't know, binoculars. It didn't happen. It was a terrible game. And right before we went to break, we talked about the New York Giants and the Packers going out to London at 3-1. Earlier on in the show, we took a look at a big story. I guess this was the biggest story today in the world of sports. Draymond Green punching his teammate, Jordan Poole. And then as we continue to roll on, I do want to talk to you about the Eagles. I want to get into Lamar Jackson and the Bengals. It's just, it's tons. The Cowboys and the Rams. And then obviously, this is something we discussed as well tonight. The Major League Baseball playoffs are underway. They got going on Friday all day. If you were low in productivity, maybe you were watching the wild card games. Possibly. This last one to end the night, not too good, especially if you're a fan of the New York Mets. They're paying Max Scherzer $43 million. And he got shellacked tonight, giving up three home runs. And the San Diego Padres, they beat the Mets in the final game tonight that we saw on Wild Card Friday. San Diego beat the Mets 7-1. Seattle beat Toronto 4-0. Philadelphia beat Seattle 6-3. And the Guardians, they beat Tampa Bay. The final score there was 2-1. The format in the wild card round for the Major League Baseball playoffs this year, a best of three, which means you need to win two. So every team that lost tonight or today, their backs are up against the wall. You lose tomorrow, you're cooked. And by the way, there's only a home team. Like, we're not traveling here in the wild card round. The higher seed is the home team all throughout the wild card. And then by the time we get to Tuesday, we will advance to the divisional series, the divisional games. And so a lot to do, a lot to move on. We have some callers here, a lot of them, who have been waiting patiently to jump onto the phone lines. I want to take some calls, and then I do want to reference the game last night. And no, not so much about how crappy it was, but the response by the fans. Because our fans in Denver, and shout-outs to all my friends in Denver, Colorado, in Boulder, Colorado, in Aurora, shout-outs to everybody. The fans were leaving the game early. They got to overtime. And the fans said, screw this crap, I'm not watching anymore. Even tonight in Citi Field in Queens, New York City, by the time the Mets were late in the game, you had Met fans. There was a shot that ESPN was very happy to share with everyone where Met fans just walked the hell out. Like, what am I sitting here watching this ass-whooping for? I can save some time on traffic. And I can't blame them. I'm going to talk about that and share some audio. Let's get to some of your calls first. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Ken is calling from Raleigh in Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, JR. How you doing? Just want to talk about JR, or talk about Draymond. I mean, it's almost like the Aaron Donald situation. Like, they're not going to suspend him because he's one of their marquee players. But at this point of his career, he's more of a distraction than he's almost worth. I mean, it's pretty obvious that Jordan Poole is impeding on the playing time and the potential playing time of Klay Thompson. And maybe that's what escalated this fight. But if I'm the Warriors, I would just, there's no reason to keep Draymond. His numbers and the contract that he asked for isn't worth all the trouble, especially with his new media type of, he's going to talk after every game. It's just not worth it in the locker room. I feel like now's the time to move on from him and keep Jordan Poole and maybe play one of the younger guys they have down in the paint. But let me know what you think.
Yeah, I don't agree with that, Ken. I'll go ahead and explain. Thank you for calling up from Raleigh. Draymond Green has a very specific skill set that fits in perfect with the Golden State Warriors. Fits specifically perfectly with Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. To think that Jordan Poole, who's a scorer by himself, is going to fit in? No, that's not how it is. The Golden State Warriors do have a decision to make, and it's not a decision that they should make right now. And all they would really do is rock the living hell out of the boat if they were to say, okay, Draymond, you're gone. Let's get rid of you right now. No, run it back. They've had success. They've had the ultimate success. They could have had more. Yes, we know that. But to just dump Draymond Green right now would be selling yourself short. Roll through the rest of the season. Draymond Green has the chance and the opportunity to go ahead and opt out, and you cross that bridge when you get to it. To go ahead right before the season starts and just jettison him off to, you know, anywhere is a bad idea. No. A big part of the job, being a general manager, running a franchise, or being a coach, is massaging the egos of the players that are there. And we've heard, I mean, forget this, not we've heard, we've had documentaries about this. This is what The Last Dance was all about. What happens when you have so much success and now you have egos that clash at every level, whether it be from the general managers, the coaches, amongst the players, etc.? No, it's not the same exact situation, but the premise is the same. It could be this way in an office. Well, we're having success and we're generating more revenue than ever before, and I'm carrying my weight, but this person isn't, and I need to get paid more, and then I need to leave, and this is just life. Even the sucker punch part, like, nobody wants to be sucker punched, and that's despicable what he did. It happens. And if you're the Warriors and you want to win a championship, to think that you're in a better position to do so by not having Draymond Green, I wouldn't say so. And yes, they might be quote-unquote closer to the end with Draymond Green, but I don't see a reason to just quote-unquote hit the button and hit the eject button right now, this moment. Someone by the name of Hollywood is calling from Houston. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
JR, how you doing, bro?
I'm very well.
I listen to you constantly, JR. I believe you're being a little bit disingenuous as far as what you saw on TMZ Sports today with the punch.
Before you go on, I must tell you, there's no reason for me to be disingenuous about anything ever. And so I'm going to allow you to continue, but I'm going to just kind of lay it out there to you. Please be very cognizant about what you're going to say, but go ahead.
Sure. What I'm saying is this, and let me be very clear. Had this been, and I want to inject Stephen Curry into this so that we can stay on the same plane as far as what I mean when I say that. Had this been Stephen Curry that you saw get punched out, a jawbreak punch, decked out, I believe your first 12-minute segment would have been, America, did you see it? The punch, the audacity, the barbarianism of Draymond Green. He needs to be gone. He did this to the finals MVP. He needs to be gone. But because it's Jordan Poole, you slack back. This is workplace violence, man. If this had happened at your studio, if this had happened at a school between teachers, the cops are being called. This isn't funny. This man decked this man. I'm 5'8", 220. If I get into it with somebody that's 5'5", 120, unless he has the soul of Bruce Lee, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem. So I believe you're taking it because it's Jordan Poole. Now you're coming back saying, well, the Golden State Warriors ought to just handle it internally. But I guarantee you, had it been Stephen Curry, your 12-minute opening segment would have been about how this guy needs to get out the league and be away from the Warriors. But because it's Jordan Poole, you know, the Warriors just need to keep going with what they got. That's what I believe, JR. I've listened to you. I've listened to you since you started. I believe you're taking the context that is Jordan Poole, and you're saying, oh, well, hey, workplace violence doesn't really matter in this context. This is not football or rugby. This is basketball. And I don't care anything about The Last Dance and what happened with Jordan. This is now. The cops would have been called. I work for an airline. Somebody gets
oh
sent out
goodness.
Like that, somebody's
okay.
getting somebody's
well,
going
well,
to jail.
Okay.
Come on, JR.
I get the point. So can I respond to you now?
Please, and don't hang up on me.
No, I'm not. I'm going to give you the short, and I'm going to give you the long. You ready?
I'm here with you.
Okay. The short is it's three letters. You put them together, and the short is duh. You know what duh? You know what that is? D-U-H, duh. Okay? That's the short version. Okay? Here's the long version. You ready for that one?
I'm here with you.
The long version is duh. Okay? This is the reality of what took place. To tell me and open up your statement and to say that I'm being disingenuous, I listened very carefully to every word that came out of your mouth. And it doesn't appear to be anything that would lead to say, oh, well, I'm being disingenuous. I live in the world of reality. I actually mentioned, you said you listened to every word that I said. I mentioned the scenario that you just said, that if this were to be Steph Curry, that there would be different consequences. That's something that I mentioned, not you, okay? This is the facts. You work at an airline. You're not Draymond Green. I mentioned the fact of if someone walked into the studio and punched my super producer and host, Dave Shepard, I've used that example. We've gone through that. You telling me this is like saying that the consequences or the ramifications of me punching you will be the same as if I went to the White House and tried to jump the fence to punch Joe Biden. It's not the case. It's not the reality. I am focused on what the reality is. The reality says that if the Golden State Warriors want to try and win another championship, like any professional sports franchise, they want to minimize distractions. They want to have the best players out there on the court, on the field. They want to move towards success. And this is the short part, and I'll put it there for you again.
Will you allow me to
hold
you
on a sec?
React?
Can I finish?
Please,
thank you.
Please.
The answer, the short one again, is duh. Okay? I think we all know this. If Draymond Green punched Steph Curry, yeah, he'd be playing in Siberia. If Draymond Green punched Steve Kerr, duh, he wouldn't be on the team. He punched Jordan Poole, who doesn't have the same stake. I think we all know this. This is not just a basketball lesson. This is a life lesson. We all know this. Not everybody gets treated equal. If you want to go ahead and put this in the context of workplace violence and people are getting their asses whooped all over the country in any place and he should be charged in this, that's a different conversation. But we know this.
Why? Why is it?
People get – this is
Hold on, JR.
No, hold on. I am answering you. Stop.
Can you stop? This is workplace violence, right?
Can you stop? It is workplace violence. But this is not the same place. You understand this. If you want to go ahead and rewrite the rules of what takes place in society, that is something completely different, okay? I can watch an NFL game, and I can watch a human being punch another one in the side. That's acceptable violence. I can watch a basketball game, and I can see Chris Dudley swing wildly at Shaquille O'Neal. I can see Kareem or Akeem Olajuwon.
There you go.
Can you right. slow down? Stop. It's not the same, okay? This is a physical contest. This is an athletic contest. It's not judged the same if we were standing out on the street corner and Akeem Olajuwon decided to punch, I don't know, XYZ in the face. It's not the same. You know that. And so I'll put it to you this way. We can have this conversation. You very well know what the reality is. If you want to debate why we shouldn't do this, that's a totally different conversation. That's just not what it is. So I pose this question to you. Do you want to live in reality or do you want to go, oh, my God, anytime this happens in the world of professional sports, we should go ahead and have charges pressed? Which one do you want to do?
So may I pose a question back to you?
You can answer my question.
Let's go to Ray Rice. I'll answer.
I didn't hang up on you. You're on hold. You can answer my question. If you now want to go to Ray Rice, completely different situation, okay? You're on hold. You hear me. No one hears you. I'm going to bring you back on. I'm going to allow you to slow down. I'm going to allow you to say what you would like to say. Please, for the benefit of us all, tie it together and answer my question. Go ahead, Hollywood. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
I believe now that the video has surfaced and everybody knows what the truth is, no matter how organizations try to cover up like they've been doing, like I'm pretty sure your show over this next year will do with many organizations, whether it's women's soccer, when organizations try to cover up what happened. The main thing we're talking about right now is somebody's going to get fired because a video leaked, not the substance of the video. And when it's aired and the truth comes out that this man, Draymond Green, sucker punched, decked, jaw broke. You had a caller call in and say, well, hey, maybe he was just trying to, you know, like it's like a little brother. Let me tell you this. I have a little brother.
Okay,
if
Hollywood.
My father ever
Hollywood.
Saw me decked.
Hollywood. Oh, my God. I don't want to turn this into the Hollywood show. I've given you a lot of time here, and I want you to finish. I do. I'm allowing you to speak, but I want you to finish. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Conclude.
There, it was wrong. And I think that if another occurrence had happened, that your reaction, from what I've heard from you, because I respect you, as a radio host, I just think that it should be equivalent no matter what, once you see the evidence. It's understandable if
okay.
you don't know the details. But once
should.
You see the evidence, I think you should just be even
should.
Across the board because I respect your show, bro. That's all I'm saying.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'll tell you this so you can hear me while I say it. That's not a matter of being disingenuous. That's a matter of living in reality. And that's why the short answer that I gave you was duh. Does that make sense, Hollywood?
I feel you, bro. I'm with you.
Thank you.
I appreciate your time.
Well, thank you for calling from Houston. I'm only living in reality. What am I supposed to say? It's not about being disingenuous. There's not a damn thing out here that I need to lie or not be honest about. For what? I'm talking about sports. This ain't rocket science. I mean, damn it, 2 hours ago I unfortunately had to share with you the matter of a shooting in Toledo outside of a football game. That's serious. That's real life. A bunch of millionaires in a basketball court punching each other, that's garbage. What Draymond Green did was wrong, and yes, if he punched Steph Curry, come on, we all know this. So what are we discussing? What do you think? I'm going to sit here and go, oh, he punched Steph Curry. I'm going to say, oh, he should only. That's not. Come on. Let's make 1 plus 1 equal 2, not 11. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know how to reach me. He did it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get back to more of your phone calls. We're going to talk about the Cowboys and the Rams. We got a lot to do before I roll out. So don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. You have a great show. I listen to you on my midnight shift every night.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
The wild card round has started here in the Major League Baseball playoffs, and people want to talk about Draymond Green punching a guy in the face. Well, Jordan Poole specifically. And so, listen, the phone lines have been bumping and jumping about Draymond. And we have talked, well, we opened up the show talking about it. We talked some football, some baseball, and now he's a topic of conversation again. The man with the podcast, the man, the small forward, power forward for the Warriors, the man with four championships, the guy who wants a new contract, punched his teammate in the face. He didn't punch Steve Kerr. He didn't punch Bob Myers. He didn't punch a police officer. He punched Jordan Poole. Teammates fight. It was recorded. Okay, we see it. He'll be punished for it. If they decide to dock him pay or sit him down for a game or two, then he deserves it. Case closed, that's it. If he doesn't get suspended or have to sit out some games, and I'm not gonna go, oh my God, they should have suspended him. I think it's fine what's going on. If they only dock him pay, listen, this is the Warriors' only concern. How do we win another championship? That's it. It's not to get into another scenario of what took place or did not take place. What happened? If we sit him out for a game or two in ring night when they hand out the rings and celebrate, are we making the situation worse? Are we just creating and harboring an environment where these guys hate each other more? If he's not sitting out, are we creating an environment where they hate him more? This is what the Warriors have to figure out. I'm not in the organization. I'm not in the building. I don't know how Jordan Poole feels this minute about Draymond and vice versa. I don't know how the team looks at it. I think everybody's used to Draymond at this point. We got the footage. We got the video. They're trying to win a championship.
Jared, can I ask you a very quick question?
Most certainly, of course.
So the thing that I think is most shocking and alarming about this is before this week, everybody identified and looked at the Golden State Warriors as the Spurs of the 2000s, the Bulls of the 90s, the Lakers Celtics of the 80s, in terms of having an impenetrable culture. Meaning everybody from top to bottom, they may not always get along. There may be harshness and there may be rancor, but at the end of the day, you sacrifice for one another. That always seemed to be the case with Draymond. At the end of the day, they still loved each other and had each other's backs. You saw KD ultimately make amends with Draymond. This is shocking that it got leaked. We've never seen an incident like this from such a successfully run franchise get made and dispersed to general public the way we have with the Golden State Warriors. JR, the Ray Rice incident, much different. You know, it's at a hotel, it's in an elevator. We've never seen this from the likes of a professional sports franchise. I think that's what is so just mind-blowing about all this.
No, I don't think it's mind-blowing. It's 2022. I mean, this is a totally different conversation. How many instances of garbage, you talked about it, you talked about my social media presence.
That's not garbage.
No, but okay. I'm not saying that.
Good.
I'm saying if you take a look, your point was, hey, my God, you have XYZ Instagram and whatever the case might be. And you said that you're not on it as much. And I credit you for not being on it as much. I do it because it's work. It's great for me. I'm able to talk about JR Sport Brief and talk about sports, and it's the reason why I'm here today on CBS Sports Radio. There's a lot of garbage on social media. It's like, oh, someone gets punched in the face. There's an unfortunate incident that takes place in public, and instead of someone helping or doing anything, the first thing people want to do is whip out their cell phones. And so it's not shocking or surprising that this took place with the Golden State Warriors. It can happen anywhere. It's going to happen again. There's no situation, there's no individual, there's no entity that's immune. It's the world that we live in, unfortunately. And that individual who decided to record, yeah, they're going to get the boot. The Big Boot. 855-212-4CBS. Gary's calling from Cali. Go ahead, Gary.
Hey, JR. Yeah, I've been listening to all the backlay with Draymond. We see it up close and personal here in the Bay Area. And, of course, the sports talk radio shows have just been a buzz all day with, yeah, this and that and whatnot. But my take on this is that the organization deserves a lot of credit for building this championship four titles recently, and but they also need some blame for enabling Draymond to fly under the radar with his anger. And he's dangerous with that attitude. And if I'm Joe Lacob, I'm going to give him some time to think about it and get some counseling and whatever it takes, a month or two to get it straightened out. And hopefully he'll come back a little bit better, man, because Draymond personally has put his own business situation in jeopardy with this action.
Correct. Nope. And that might be, and I'm so happy that you brought that up, Gary, and thank you for calling from California. That's not to say that they don't, for what Gary says, encourage him to enter into a program or talk to a counselor or do something or the above. That's also realistic. Obviously, he has a problem. He out here just laying somebody out. It's not the first time that he's had any type of incident, but it's the first time that we've at least heard of him getting physical with a teammate. This man runs around with a microphone. He does a lot of talking instead. 855-212-4CBS. Matt is calling from Alaska.
Hey, JR, I appreciate the show. Love you. Just want to chime in on this Draymond Green situation. I think you're completely right on every level. It was a competitive environment. Jordan Poole was saying some stuff that was completely out of turn. And for
we don't know
on the team.
It's been reported. We don't know that. I want to, you know, keep that clear.
I'm on the Twitter waves and everything like that, and I've heard the rumblings and everything saying that he's going to buy himself a new pool with his contract extension. He's going to call it his Jordan pool, and that Draymond's not invited. And he was just chirping. He's still on a rookie contract. Come on, man. This guy's a Hall of Famer. He's a veteran on the team, key cog to the team. Come on. If he gets knocked in the face, let it happen, you know? He's a rookie. Okay. I honestly would trade him away over Draymond, like, completely.
Okay. I understand, Matt.
I disagree with, like, the suspension, especially with the ring ceremony and everything. Like, come on, you got to celebrate that guy. He, you know, look what happened when he was out of the lineup and everything. Their offense was completely dead.
Yeah, no, I think most of us have an understanding, and thank you for calling from Alaska, of what he means to the team. We can all go – I mean, if we have to judge by Twitter what took place or what was said, then, I mean, I can start filling in blanks as to what Jordan Poole potentially said. Or I might as well just quote Ballsack Sports if I want to just say, oh, well, Jordan Poole said this to Draymond. We don't know exactly. I've read tons of things. Bottom line is they got a beef. Words were exchanged. Saying words were exchanged is enough for me. They could be colorful in any direction. It was enough for him to get punched. I don't think there's a justification for it unless he's talking about his mama. I don't think that's what he did. They'll figure this out. I think they'll be fine. The season starts in about a week and a half. Things will keep on rolling. We're going to keep on rolling as well.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, first and foremost, I want to say you make my drive because I go to and from the hospital to it every night, and you make my drive amazing. So thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we get to the top of the hour, I want to talk to you about some of the upcoming games here as week five of the NFL season is underway. Cowboys, Rams, we got the Eagles trying to go 5-0. Lamar Jackson and his team, the Ravens, they're going to try to take a lead and not blow it this time. against the Bengals. And I'm going to get to more of your calls, but I do want to address this quickly. You know, last night when we got into the overtime period between the Denver Broncos and the Colts, they were 9-all. Nobody was doing a damn thing. Russell Wilson is just like, yeah, let me throw the football to the other team. We had fans who were exiting the stadium. We had fans who said, I ain't sitting around to watch any more of this. This is pretty much, this is pathetic. I want you to listen to this. This is courtesy of Amazon. Yes, Amazon broadcast Thursday Night Football. Kirk Herbstreit was there with Al Michaels. Take a listen to this at the end.
They're leaving. The Broncos fans are bailing.
They've had enough.
It's 9-9. They're like, the heck with it. I'm out.
Yep.
I'm out of here.
And it didn't stop there. I mean, you had fans exiting the stadium that didn't want to see the game take place in overtime. They had enough of regulation. But we know what happened. Russell Wilson, two interceptions. We had a team win by field goal, that being the Colts. And then so when the game was actually over, in Denver, the game aired locally on television as well. And so the guys over at Denver 7 News, shout outs to Troy Rank, Nick Rothschild, they were broadcasting from the stadium. They opened up their news broadcast by apologizing to everyone in Denver who had to watch that game. Listen.
First off, Troy, I feel the need to just apologize to the viewers. I know we didn't play, we didn't really even run this broadcast, but the fact that you had to watch that on our air, I feel bad. I was here and I didn't even want to watch it. Where do we begin?
Well, listen, it burns the retinas. It was that awful. Both teams stunk offensively. What was most shocking is they were in position, as ugly as it was, to win the game, very like that Texans game we saw a few weeks ago. And then Russell Wilson made two of the most facepalm throws he's made in recent years.
It burns the retinas. Ouch. That's tough. Hey, Shep, you ever had your retinas burned?
But sometimes a game can be, at least to this point, so bad, it's almost good. You know what I'm saying?
No.
And I don't either.
Does that answer the question?
It does. You know, it's been a while. And I, obviously, yeah, I have credentials. I can go to the sporting events. That's not a flex. That's just the facts. I haven't paid to go to a sporting event in a long time. Now, having said that, when I did pay, or if I do or did or have, I'm going to get my money's worth. I can't imagine, I don't care how bad the game is, I can't imagine going and just saying, well, time for me to leave. That's just me. Shep, how you feel about it? I get it. You want to leave the game and it sucks and you want to beat traffic and you know your team isn't going to win. By all means, go home. It's just not me, especially if I'm paying for it.
Now, I don't have kids, but if you know, a lot of times you see families go to these football games, it's family friendly. You're trying to beat the traffic. You need to go home, you know, get a good night's sleep. I can empathize with that.
Sure.
But it's just the fact that they decided to leave when it was 9-9. That's what's most quizzical to me about this.
No, I understand it. And we've seen it. It was a big deal years ago when Miami Heat fans were deciding to exit the game. And then they wanted to get back in after Ray Allen hit a big three. You know, I mean, we've seen this before. This is nothing new. And yeah, sure, there's a big difference between the NBA Finals and a regular season game where two football teams just show how crappy they are. My experience has been, it's like, listen, I didn't grow up going to every single game. If I was at the game, I was going to soak up and enjoy every minute and second of it. And so to just outright just boogie and leave, well, it's tough. You know, tonight, and I get it, sometimes you're disappointed. That took place in Denver on Thursday. Tonight, we mentioned this. The New York Mets were smacked around at home in a wild card playoff matchup against the Padres. They beat them tonight, embarrassed them. The final score, 7-1. When we got to the latter innings, ESPN had no problem showing Met fans walking the hell up out of Citi Field while the game was still going on. Like there was almost no hope for the New York Mets to have any type of a rally. The fans have seen enough. The odds are low. It's better for me to get in my car and beat the traffic on the way out. Understandable. I get it. But I can think in baseball, man, if I got to go back 20 years to the New York Yankees dynasty of the late 90s, early 2000s, it seemed like you went into the ninth inning and they always found a way to win, and that you would absolutely be kicking yourself if you didn't stick around to watch the game. And so I get people want to get traffic. They want to beat traffic. They want to go home. They weigh the odds. They go, oh, looks like we're going to lose. I'm not watching this crap. And they leave. I get it. Not me. I'm getting every penny, every cent, every dime, every nickel. I haven't seen a penny in a long time. Hey, Shep, when's the last time you've seen a penny?
It's been a minute.
Yeah, most of these coins, they're running them out of circulation. They don't want to take cash. They want you to use your card and your phone. And it's 2022.
Yeah,
I get it. A lot of people still use cash. I think it's a necessity for many folks. But it's been a long time.
I should go to a wishing well every now and then, though, shouldn't I, JR?
You a wishing well?
Yeah, I feel like that's a lost art these days, too.
You've seen a wishing well?
Well, that's why you have pennies. I mean, you don't have pennies for, usage. And no one uses pennies for anything except for, like, a good luck charm.
Really?
Really. I mean, who uses pennies? I mean, I know most of the world lives on less than $2 a day, so I don't mean to be insensitive here, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. Isn't there can you get a roll of pennies? Can you request that at a bank?
No, I think banks will ban you if you do that.
Did you remember that story? Wasn't there a guy, somebody owed someone money?
Yeah.
It's called
Seinfeld.
No. There was a real story where a guy was being a jerk, like he owed someone money in some capacity. And instead of just saying, here's a check, instead of saying, here's Cash App or PayPal or whatever, or here's a transfer, he decided to roll up with like a wheelbarrow of coins. You never heard that?
Yeah, that was an episode in Seinfeld. Is that real life true story?
That happened in real life. I'll send it to you.
I didn't know that.
It's wild. We got some characters out here. We know that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. More of your calls and NFL talk when we come back.
From outdoor shades for relaxing in the yard to blackout shades that help your newborn and your family get a good night's sleep, Blinds.com is grateful to be part of your home. To say thanks, we're inviting you to our friends and family sale with up to 45% off site-wide, plus doorbusters. Ordering custom window treatments online doesn't have to mean sacrificing style or service. Shop the latest styles of curtains, shades, shutters, and more. Need help making a selection? Blinds.com's design experts are always available for free consultations. Need help with measuring or installing? We've got you covered there, too. Plus, there's no hidden fees or misleading quotes, and no showrooms or retail markups. See for yourself why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Shop our Blinds.com friends and family sale now through October 12th for up to 45% off everything, plus doorbusters. Save up to 45% site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Earning unlimited 2% cash back is in your future with the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. With no preset spending limit, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One adapts to meet your business needs and works for you. Imagine what the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One could do for your business. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. That's CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms and conditions apply.